think one of the more polarizing figures in Michigan, maybe even more polarizing than Governor Whitmer, has been Dana Nessel, the Attorney General, who, by the way, I've invited on this program a number of times. She's never come, which is too bad. We'd have plenty to talk about. But Dana Nessel has never come to the program here, and I think that she is a polarizing figure. My next guest wants a rematch. Tom Leonard, the Republican who was the 2018 Republican nominee, he wants a rematch with Dana Nessel. He joins me on the program. Tom, good to have you.
Hey, good morning, my friend. Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you here. All right, so I'm looking at, which you've probably looked at them a lot more than I ever have, but I'm looking back at the numbers from the 2018 election. It was a pretty close race. You lost by 2.7%, just a shade over 114,000 votes, if my math is right, out of about 4 million cast. Pretty close race, really. I mean, you get a couple of swings and a couple of things that go a little bit different. You're the Attorney General, right?
Yes, and it was the closest statewide election in 2018. And in fact, we won, and I say we because this is certainly a team effort, we won five counties that no other statewide Republican won, particularly Saginaw, Kent, and Macomb. Those are three very important counties. We were the only statewide candidate that won those. It was very close. It was a tough environment, and a lot has changed since then.
People are
well in tune to Dana Nessel's record now. I mean, I've had Democrats, I've had independents, I've had folks that weren't necessarily with me in 2018 have contacted me. They've reached out and they've asked, what in the world can we do to ensure that Dana Nessel never serves as our Attorney General again?
Right. She carried nine counties. She carried nine counties. You carried 74. But, of course, a lot of the counties you carried were smaller. She got key counties like Wayne County, Ingham County, and so forth. But, I mean, yes, it's close. So what is it that you think is going to be the message? Because she is a lightning rod. She is a very partisan political individual. What kind of things, what do you want to tell the voters about what she's done since she's been in office?
Well, there are so many issues that we could touch on, but a couple in particular. One is standing with law enforcement and focusing on violent crime. As I'm sure you are well aware and your viewers are probably well aware, right now we have rogue prosecutors throughout the state, one particularly in Ingham County, who have essentially said we are going to bring a social justice agenda into the office and we are no longer going to prosecute certain violent crimes. And I was absolutely sickened 2 or 3 weeks ago when Democrat law enforcement officials, other law enforcement officials, held a press conference in Ingham County saying, this is wrong. Enough is enough. We have to defend victims of crime. And yet our attorney general has been silent. If I would have been or if I was the attorney general when that press conference took place, I would have been standing with law enforcement and I would have been telling that prosecutor, if you will not do your job, I will do your job for you. We have a governor right now who has said she supports the spirit of defund the police. And this attorney general has been completely silent. At no point have I seen her call out the governor for this. We need to be defending our law enforcement, not defunding them.
I think most people agree with that. I think supporting law enforcement is a... Well, it's a big part of what this election is going to be about. And it's a totally different environment right now. The Democrats, to say they are in disarray would be being kind at the national level, which means the environment is going to be more conducive to you. Now, I don't know what the redistricting might do to you. If anything, I'm not sure. Let me ask you some practical questions. What kind of money does it take to compete? I know what it takes to compete for governor. It's probably a seven minimum or eight figure proposition, you know, $10 million or more potentially. What does it take to run for attorney general effectively and get your message out?
Yeah, as you know, there are so many outside forces that play in these elections that don't coordinate with the candidates. So I would say ultimately on both sides, there's probably going to be $10 to $12 million spent on each side. Personally, I will likely or probably have to raise $3 to $5 million. And I believe we can do this. Again, the outpouring of support, it has been just absolutely incredible. And as a more practical matter, in 18, when we came out of the convention, I was down by 14 points in the initial polling, as you mentioned to your viewers. We got it within 2.5 after a lot of hard work.
So let me ask you this. I want people to understand this, too. You don't go through a primary the way the gubernatorial candidates will, right? This is a different process for you to be nominated to run again against Dana Nessel. Please explain.
Yep, absolutely, and I will hit on that. Let me finish up just one thought. But there was polling that was done 3 weeks ago, even before our announcement, and we are already leading Dana Nessel in the polls. But to follow up on that question that you just asked, yes, the attorney general goes through a convention. It's about 2,500 statewide delegates that they will show up at a convention in Lansing, and we will choose our nominee for attorney general. That's the same thing we did in 18. A big difference between this cycle and last cycle, the Democrats were actually very wise in 18. They moved up their convention date 3 or 4 months. So Dana Nessel became their 19. So she had several months to campaign and raise dollars. Unfortunately for us, we did not do that as Republicans. And in 18, our convention was held late August. So I only had about 6 weeks to raise the money that we needed, put together a statewide campaign. Well, this time around, we are going to hold our convention on April 23rd. We've leveled that playing field. I will have equal opportunity to ensure that the money is raised and a statewide election is put in place.
Right. All right. So real quickly, we got about 30 seconds. Tom Leonard here with us. He's in the run for a rematch against Dana Nessel to be attorney general. Real quickly, what was the polling number you saw? I haven't seen it.
It was by the Trafalgar Group. You'd have to, it's on their Twitter account. Look it up. They released it on Saturday morning. They've got us marginally leading her right now. But again, that was even before our announcement, before I was even a candidate. I was up slightly on her. So we are at a very good spot. Joe Biden's at 39% approval in Michigan. We're going to win this thing next November.
Tom Leonard, greatly appreciate you being here running for attorney general again in Michigan. Wants that rematch with Dana Nessel. Tom, we'll talk to you again. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Quick break now. It's the Steve Gerber Show.